Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25. The Glories of Devotional Service. Text 13. Tad etan me vijanihi yathaham manda dir hare sukham udyeya durbodham yosha bhavad anugrahat tad etan me vijanihi yataham manda dir hare sukham bodhyeya durbodam yosha bhavad anugrahat tad etan me vijanihi yataham manda dir hare sukham bodhyeya durbodam yosha bhavad anugrahat tad etan me vijanihi yataham manda dir hare sukham bodhyeya durbodham yosha bhavad anugrahat
That same.
To me, vijanihi,
please explain.
Yata, so that, aham, I, manda, slow, di, whose intelligence, hare, O my Lord, sukham, easily, buddhyeya, may understand, durabodham,
very difficult to understand.
Yosha, a woman. Bhavat anugrahat. By your grace. Translation. My dear son Kapila, after all, I am a woman. It is very difficult for me to understand the absolute truth because my intelligence is not very great. But if you will kindly explain it to me, even though I'm not very intelligent, I can understand it and thereby feel transcendental happiness. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. Knowledge of the absolute truth is not very easily understood by ordinary, less intelligent men. But if the spiritual master is kind enough to the disciple, however unintelligent the disciple may be, then by the divine grace of the spiritual master, everything is revealed. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Yasya Prasadhad, by the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavat Prasada, is revealed. Devahuti requested her great son to be merciful towards her because she was a less intelligent woman and also his mother. By the grace of Kapiladeva, it was quite possible for her to understand the absolute truth. even though the subject matter is very difficult for ordinary persons, especially women. Today tanme vijanihi yataham mandadiya hare sukham buddhyeya durabodam yosha bhavad anugrahat. My dear son Kampila, after all, I am a woman. It is very difficult for me to understand the absolute truth, because my intelligence is not very great. But if you will kindly explain it to me, even though I'm not very intelligent, I can understand it, and thereby feel transcendental happiness. Shri Gurudev Namaha. Shri Chitamano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupka Dhamayam Tathati Swapadantikam Manchakalpatra Rubyas Chakripas in Rubyeva Cha Padidhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavana Jananda Shri Advaiti Gadadha Shivasti Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Mother Devahuti here is presenting herself in a very humble way. That is the way of the devotees. Every devotee is feeling that, or should be feeling, that I'm not qualified, I'm unqualified. Actually, I have no real qualification. Rather, I'm completely dependent on mercy. So therefore, my Lord, please be kind to me. Please be merciful to me. So Devahuti here is making reference to the fact that in material terms she is embodied in a female form, and that type of form has certain inbuilt shortcomings, and she is feeling that. And Srila Prabhupada is also making reference to that in the purport, but it's also true that Srila Prabhupada is applying this idea in a broader context. Particularly in this Kali Yuga, no one can say that they are really qualified in any respect. Everyone is fully disqualified. Kaler Doshinide Rajan. Srila Shukadeva Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit towards the end of Srimad Bhagavatam that this Kali Yuga, this age which we are in now, this is a great ocean of fault. Great ocean of fault. But asti hieko mahadguna. Still, despite that fact, there's one very important, very significant, good quality about this age, and that is that kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. That in this Kali Yuga, if we simply focus our attention on glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, then Mukta Sangha, then we can easily become liberated from the material association, material entanglement, and Param Vrajet. We can then go to the Supreme Abode. And that applies universally. One time in this respect, in the particular context that Mother Devahuti is making her humble entreaty to the Lord in, Srila Prabhupada was asked by one lady that, are women really less intelligent? This has actually been a debate. Even within this movement, it's been a debate. Is it really true? Because oftentimes, people, I think, are not intelligent enough to tell, actually, who is more or less intelligent. What is intelligence? What would genuinely be a symptom of being more intelligent? People are not really intelligent enough to understand these things in general. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his female disciples, "Are women really less intelligent?" And Srila Prabhupada answered that, "If you think you're a woman, yes. Actually, we are not these bodies. We are not these bodies. And if we very seriously apply ourselves to the path of Krishna consciousness, revolving around the glorification of Krishna, then we come to the spiritual platform. And on the spiritual platform, then it really does not make very much difference. Actually, if one is truly on the spiritual platform, then definitely it makes no difference, male, female, old or young. All these material considerations fall away when one comes to the spiritual platform. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna makes the point that one who engages fully in devotional service and does not fall down but remains fixed on the spiritual platform, then they immediately transcend. They transcend the modes of material nature and they immediately come to the level of Brahman. And on the level of Brahman, there's no difference. Everyone is equally situated. And when one comes to the level of Parabrahman, when one actually comes nicely into relationship with Krishna, then there are actually spiritual considerations and spiritual qualifications. And then it's just a matter of sincerity. Then male, female, old, young, doesn't matter. The child may be more qualified. A woman, a man, any race. Ultimately on that very high platform, even species does not matter to a truly liberated living entity who's actually connected with Krishna, directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, we see there are a number of examples actually. Lord Chaitanya one time, he was traveling through the Jarikanda forest on his way to visit Vrindavan. And as he was passing through the forest, he was very joyfully chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, always absorbed in transcendental ecstasy, in pure Krishna consciousness. And as he was passing along the path through the middle of the jungle, then he came across one tiger lying on the path, somewhere by the path. And Lord Chaitanya, he was oblivious. He was more or less oblivious to his surroundings. So he just approached the tiger by the path without considering the material, what could possibly have happened on the material level. He just came, and oblivious to the tiger, his foot touched the tiger. Accidentally, his foot touched the tiger. And he, of course, Lord Chaitanya, he was chanting Hare Krishna. That tiger, by the touch of the Lord, through hearing the Hare Krishna mantra from the lips of the Lord, that tiger immediately leapt up and started chanting Hare Krishna and dancing in ecstasy. Then Lord Chaitanya continued a little further on and he came across there were many animals, including some elephants. So in a playful mood, Lord Chaitanya approached the elephants who were lying in a small lake or some river, and he splashed them, chanting Hare Krishna. So when they were splashed by the Lord, the elephants leapt up and started roaring the Hare Krishna mantra. And the deer and the other tigers and all the animals became transformed became completely overwhelmed in pure Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how the tigers and the deer, who are normally natural enemies, the tiger, of course, being a very powerful carnivorous animal, he's very fond of killing and eating the weaker animals, like the deer. But the tigers and the deer, they were chanting Hare Krishna very ecstatically and embracing each other and even kissing. Like this, all the animals, they were simply in ecstasy. And it was not just a matter, sometimes we see with animals, that if you just express some emotion, some sort of jolly type of emotion, the animal will respond emotionally. The animal will also start, like a dog, wagging the tail, jumping around, becoming excited. But that is not in the same sense as these animals. These animals were not simply becoming excited, but actually they were manifesting pure Krishna consciousness on the spiritual platform, independent of their bodily conditions. It was no longer a matter of being animals, but they were liberated persons functioning on the spiritual platform in pure Krishna consciousness. So, what to speak of male, female? In the human context, this race or that race, this type of culture, that type of culture, what to speak of those things not applying on the spiritual platform, but even the differences between species don't apply. When people or living beings actually come to the spiritual platform and become delivered from their material entanglement. We also see in the case of Prahlad Maharaj. He was a 5-year-old child, an uneducated boy. And of course we see many little children, 5-year-old children, and we see that they are not very competent, they are not very clever to understand philosophy, the intricacies of Krishna consciousness. They're not equipped like that because materially they haven't developed yet. They're just beginning to develop. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was a 5-year-old boy, but he was a liberated soul. He was completely delivered from his bodily entanglement and situated on the most exalted level of pure devotional service. So in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can read his different realizations, his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, his preaching before that, his preaching to his school friends. And we see that this is very wonderful. His preaching to his school friends is very profound, very deep, very philosophically astute. His prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev are very glorious and very wonderful. Perhaps none of us as adults and supposedly somewhat Krishna conscious persons, perhaps none of us could spontaneously utter such profound and appropriate expressions of glorification for the Supreme Lord philosophically as Prahlad Maharaj. And certainly no ordinary 5-year-old child, is no question of themselves expressing themselves in any sophisticated way on anything. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was expressing such exalted philosophy, making such important statements that they're included in Srimad Bhagavatam, the topmost transcendental scripture. So, just see. But the point is that one has to come to the spiritual platform. If one remains on the material platform, then other considerations apply. Just like, for example, here Mother Devahuti is talking about, she's making reference to herself as being a less intelligent woman. So, the female condition, male condition, they have their inherent defects. Males, of course, among numerous other things, they have a somewhat more manifest desire to control. Therefore, if, at least historically, if a woman has been put in charge of certain things, then the men get upset. Simply because they have that desire to control, actually. Women, female condition, among, of course, many other things, generally means more emotional. More emotional. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains in the second chapter that if you contemplate the objects of the senses, then you develop attachment. From attachment, lust develops. From lust, anger arises. Then from that anger comes bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down into the material pool. So when one, part of that whole procedure, Lord Krishna says, is that at a certain point that one's emotions become aroused, in this particular case the emotion of anger becomes aroused. And when the emotions are aroused too strongly, then they interfere with the functioning of intelligence. And rather than dealing with situations nicely in a correct way and being able to overcome problems systematically, but emotionally one becomes bewildered and one doesn't know what to do and one falls down. So being situated on the material emotional platform is dangerous, and those embodied in female body, that tends to be there more often than not. This is generally the rule. One of the important factors in the female condition. Of course, not that men are unemotional, but they're less emotional. Sometimes they're accused of being cold. Anyway, we won't get into that sort of thing, but they're less emotional. Therefore, at least the facility, some facility is there to be able to deal with things more calmly and in that way more correctly. So male condition, female condition, both conditions have their drawbacks. And we should be aware, and particularly here, Mother Devahuti is giving a warning to women. She's giving some indication that we should be careful and not be swept away by our emotions, by our material condition, but rather we should take shelter of someone who can help us to steady the mind and become fixed up on the proper platform. So of course, this means, Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, that we should take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. And that, of course, applies to everyone. Men, women, everyone should take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. And through being directed nicely, one should learn how to manage one's life in such a way that one is not swept away by material influence. And when one is able to manage one's life, focus one's life very nicely in Krishna consciousness, then one transcends the modes of material nature. One comes to the level of Brahman, and one leaves behind all the shortcomings which are there on the material platform. So this applies to everyone. As far as the debate, who is superior or more intelligent or whatever, men or women, as far as that is concerned, we don't really worry about it so much. We understand that the greatest manifestation of intelligence is to understand that Krishna is God. Anyone who does not understand that, they are definitely less intelligent than they should be. They're dangerously unintelligent, actually. And anyone who's understood that Krishna is God, they are more intelligent. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we see that it is not only men who are becoming Krishna conscious, but women are also. So therefore, this discussion, this debate, is not terribly relevant, not terribly important in Krishna consciousness. Rather, we should understand, all of us should grasp this fact, that we must take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of the spiritual master, and do so very seriously. And then whoever you are, whatever your background is, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes the point that even if you are the most sinful of all sinners, if you are actually the lowest being to be found anywhere, but if you take shelter, if you become situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge, then you can cross over the ocean of misery. So, material qualification, disqualification, we don't really take very seriously. But rather, we should understand that the essential ingredient is that sincerity and seriousness to actually take shelter of Krishna, to actually take shelter of the spiritual master, and make their instructions one with our heart. In the prayer we sing every morning, Sri Guru Charana Padma, there is the line, what is it? Sri Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Kariya Aikya Arana Koryo Mane Asha. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Kariya Aikya. So one translation, we in the mornings we actually recite a little different translation, but one translation which is also given, which is correct in fact, is that one should take the words coming from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, those lotus words, and make them Chite Te Kariya Aikya. Make them one with the heart. Aikya. Make them one with the heart. So if we make the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master one with our heart. Heart, of course, heart means the seat of our being, the very root, like the essence of our being, including our consciousness, our thinking. If we actually take this within our minds and within our very beings, then we are no longer functioning as in our conditioned position, but we are functioning on the basis of the intelligence of the spiritual master and the thinking of the spiritual master. In this way, whatever one's background may be, however foolish one may have been and unable to understand things, but if one makes the instructions coming from the mouth of the spiritual master, one with one's heart. In other words, if one makes one's thinking the thinking of the spiritual master, then one is...